Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Go back to training camp and take us up to now. What was this whole season like for you as a rookie here in the NHL?
It was a crazy year for me. Coming to camp, not too sure what's going to go on, play my 9 games, not too sure what's going to go on. So it was definitely a hectic year and one I'll never forget. It was pretty awesome to play with this group of guys and it was a dream come true to play my first year in the NHL.
What was your, reaction that the season ended with Don being let go?
It's obviously, everyone knows it's the NHL. It's unfortunate for sure. I really, really appreciate Don. Obviously this is my first year in the NHL and I owe him a lot of credit for a lot of things I learned this year. He's been super influential, obviously. For my first year in the league, he taught me so much. So I got to thank him a ton.
How much of a reality check is that for this?
Yeah, everyone already knows, it's a business. You gotta have success in this league. It's definitely a reality check. It's my first time kind of seeing a coach get fired, firsthand. It's definitely a reality check.
In what ways do you feel like you took a step the second half of the season?
I think I just kind of got used to the pace a bit. It's a jump from junior. I'd say the biggest thing was just getting used to the pace and kind of getting more adapted to the league.
Zach, I know obviously after your first year in the NHL, you have some time now to sort of reflect. Is there any early goals that you sort of have that you maybe want to achieve next season?
My main focus this offseason is to get stronger. I felt pretty good in battles, but I want to win more. I think strength's my biggest key this off season. Obviously, you want to improve your all around game, but my biggest focus is definitely the strength part.
What have you been able to learn from Dahlin this season?
I've learned a lot from him. He's a true professional. He brings 110% effort every day, whether it's practice, game. Living with him, you learn a lot too, away from the rink. You learn that he takes such good care of his body. He's always ready to go. He's always doing whatever he can to make himself a better player. Living with him, I really got to see the behind the scenes, and I'm super grateful for that.
Was he a tough landlord?
Not at all. It was awesome. Him and his girlfriend Carr were great to me all year, cooking meals and making sure I was eating good. So it was awesome, and I'm super thankful.
You're wearing the Team Canada gear after everything you've done this year. Are Worlds in your summer plans or no?
I don't think so. I haven't received a call yet, so I don't think so. But I guess you never know.
You've been going since September. It's been a lot. How will you kind of come down from this? How will you, recharge after the season or whatever you want to call it?
Yeah, I think probably take the next week off, just kind of relax, reflect on the year. I think that's kind of the main thing. It's just take a week off, do a bit of golf, and reflect on the year, and then get right into it.
What was it like for you to deal with the mental part of being in the NHL, whether it was, seemed like refs were on you a little extra maybe than some other guys, maybe veterans trying to get in your head. What was all that like for you this year?
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome. Obviously, you don't like when you get a penalty, so that part wasn't awesome. But, yeah, I mean, it was pretty cool to go against guys that you've dreamed of playing against. You know, obviously, they have tricks up their sleeve, you know, to try and get you to take a penalty or something. But, no, it was really cool to play against them. And, you know, I just look forward to playing against them next year as well. Yeah, I mean, the biggest takeaway is probably just kind of how strong they are on their sticks. You know, the veteran guys, you know, they don't really lose too many battles. And if they do, it's super hard to win against them just because how strong they are on their stick. And that's something that I really took away, was just the extra effort you can put on your stick to make a play or win the battle.
Zach, a lot of the guys in this locker room, whether it was over the last 2 days or even the season, were, you know, just really impressed with you being so young and able to step into the role that you had. How much does that mean to you to know that you so young have the trust of some of the guys that are around you in this locker room?
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot. You know, obviously we have a lot of talented players in this room. You know, since day one, they've welcomed me in, and I'm super grateful for that. But yeah, it's super awesome to kind of have their trust and know that I can just go out there and play my game.
How much have you talked to Matt Savoy, and just what can you tell us about how hungry he is to get here and maybe?
Yeah, I actually talked to him, I don't know, probably a week ago. They're in the midst of their playoff run, and they're looking really good. But yeah, obviously Savvy's a heck of a hockey player, and you know, he's doing some great things this year. I don't know if you guys seen, but, you know, he's putting up a lot of points. And, you know, obviously it's not too much of a surprise after what he did last year too. So, yeah, I know he's, you know, I imagine he's super hungry to get back to camp and kind of give it a full go. Obviously last time this year he got injured, which was super unfortunate. But, yeah, no, I guarantee that he's hungry coming into camp.
What does the summer of training look like for you? Where are you going?
Yeah, I'm going to train in Burnaby with Kaibo Hockey and then skating coach Barb Edelbaum, and then work out right in a facility that's like 5 minutes from the rink. So, you know, I skated with those two last year too, and it was really good. And I look forward to kind of getting back there and working on my craft.
I know I asked you this a week ago and you didn't have an answer then, but today is sometimes a day that brings reflection. In everything you went through this year, have you learned anything new about yourself, just as a person and as a player?
I don't know. I don't know what to say for that.
That's okay. You just give him a chance. That's all I get.
Any time for the family business this summer, you think? Or maybe...
Yeah, I might go for a couple weekends. I'm thinking this weekend they're pretty close to my hometown, so I'll go out there, check it out, maybe hop in the mini donut stand. We'll see.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.